Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This country is counting on us to come back together. This House of Representatives needs a speaker, and we need to open up the House again. But clearly, not everybody is there.
Representative Steve Scalise has withdrawn from the race for Speaker of the House, but will remain majority leader. The Louisiana Republican struggled with little room for error. The GOP four-vote margin makes the position of every member crucial, even that of scandal-plagued New York Republican George Santos.
We're going to have to find someone else in leadership that comes forward that's going to be a compromise candidate. But as for me, it's never for Scalise.
Chair of House Foreign Affairs Michael McCaul warns fellow Republicans the politics and disorder around the speaker vacancy is a dangerous game that tells adversaries democracy doesn't work.
So I see a lot of threats out there, but one of the biggest threats I see is in that room, because we can't unify as a conference and put a speaker in the chair to govern.
McCaul is pushing an aid package for Israel, but says his hands are tied. Nothing can pass the House until a new speaker is chosen. Some lawmakers are now pushing for acting Speaker Patrick McHenry to keep the job temporarily, with another government shutdown fight probable next month. Some progressives are getting pushback over their responses to the Hamas attacks. Democratic Representatives Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush are calling for an end to all Israel aid. Democratic Maryland centrist Steny Hoyer says he doesn't agree, but also says people who call Tlaib a terrorist for displaying a Palestinian flag are wrong.
I disagree with some of her comments. She lamented the death on both sides, and I think she condemned. I don't have her statement right in front of me, but she condemned terrorist activity.
The White House says so far about 30 Americans have died in the war. Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez faces another serious criminal charge, an accusation he acted as an unregistered foreign agent for Egypt. Back in 2019, Menendez accused former President Donald Trump of being a foreign agent for Russia.
They deserve to know if Donald Trump is wittingly or unwittingly an agent for the Russian Federation.
In a Florida campaign speech, Trump expressed frustration with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump even praised the Iran-backed group Hezbollah, calling them very smart after they fired an anti-tank missile at the Israeli army. Former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney responded on social media asking Republicans if they would actually nominate someone that dangerous for president. A new $6.4 billion bond issue in California will fund thousands of behavioral health treatment beds and tens of thousands of outpatient slots. Governor Gavin Newsom says it'll modernize their mental health and substance use treatment.
Society becomes how we behave. We have a responsibility to shift this paradigm.
Finally, the Social Security Administration says beneficiaries will get a 3.2% bump in their checks next year to help buying power keep up with inflation. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.